never lie to you. They're just this, and they can bake a pie, and they can have the best homemade ice cream recipe in the world. They ain't going to heaven. Why? It's not based on them. It's based on Jesus Christ and what he did. And when we have faith in what God has promised, his word, it's presumption and sin for us to think that we can approach God based on what we say or what we think other than faith. We are presuming that God's going to give us a pass. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. No. It's impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must believe. Everything is based on what God has said in his word. And that's why it's so important, not just for the pastor, but for you and me as believers to take the time, not just to read a five-minute devotion in the morning, to study the word of God, to show ourselves approved unto him. And that we need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to be students of the word. Every Christian. You don't just come to church to hear what the preacher said, and okay, he said it, that's good. No. Preachers are wrong too. That's why you need to study all of these things out and make sure that God is doing, or that we are doing what God said in his word. Now, see if I can bring this up again. No, it's still not going to work. So God had to communicate with man what he wanted him to do. That's God's word. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we emphasize the Bible. That's why we study the Bible. God is trying to communicate with man. Many times we don't really grasp that. Man has all different kinds of ideas. But God says, I don't want to leave you to your own ideas. I want to give you my word so that you know the mind of God, so that you know what I want, how I think, how I respond, what your responsibilities are, what I want you to do. You cannot approach him by what you think. You must approach God at any stage, at any point in our life. We must approach God the way he says to approach him. We know this because he accepted Abel's sacrifice. It reveals Abel understood God's prior instructions. Why did he bring a lamb out of the flock? God had already instructed them through his parents, no doubt. But as he laid that down, how did he know to bring a lamb out of the flock? He'd been instructed. How did he know that he was supposed to offer the fat? He'd been instructed, and so had Cain. So Abel's faith was dependent on clear direction from God. It must have been. Otherwise, it would not have been accepted by God. But we know that it was. The blood of these animals could never take away sin. It wasn't the animal. It wasn't the sacrifice that took away sin. Hebrews 9:12 says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, talking about Jesus Christ, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 4 says this, for it is not possible. Remember we said it's impossible without faith? He said, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. So as Abel comes, he's not He doesn't think this offering is taking away his sin, because that's not what God has instructed. God instructed, you prove your faith by doing this, but it is not this animal that takes any of your sin away. It is that faith in the promise of God. It's important to understand God did not accept the sheep brought by Abel as the payment for sin. Many people think that was the offer, that was the payment. No, it wasn't. That was simply a picture. It was only a demonstration of his faith. It was a picture of his faith that the Lamb of God that would take away that sin of the world. So what is the payment for sin that God demands? It's the sinner's death. When I say what's the payment for sin that God demands, and we think, well, the Jesus Christ. No, he didn't demand that. He demanded the death of the sinner, our death. God demands that we die because of sin. The wages of sin is what? Death. Because of the spiritual death that Adam and Eve faced, and now they are separated from him out of the garden, and Cain and Abel are born outside of the garden. They have no access to the tree of life. They are born sinners, separated from God, and death is the only thing they can look forward to. Unless they believe the promise of God. Because of his spiritual death, he would be eternally separated from God. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20 says this, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." You know anybody didn't die? Any relatives that you had that are about 150 years old that didn't die? They've all died. Why? Because they're sinners. Just a basic proof that God's word is true. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin, what we earn by our sin, is death. God demanded the death of the sinner. Okay? So why did God accept Abel? His sacrifice. Simply because he believed God, and he brought the sacrifice that God required. He simply proved his faith by offering that sacrifice. Because Abel believed him and he offered that sacrifice, Abel's trust was not in the lamb, it was not in himself, but it was in that promise of God, God's word, that he would bring a deliverer. People say, well, I joined the church. Well, I'm glad you did. You can join this church and die and go to hell. Well, you know, I was baptized. I'm glad you were. But I was baptized when I was a baby, and I was on my way to hell for 26 years. God, there's no blood in that baptistry. There's no blood in this church, in joining the church. People say, well, I gave, didn't, there's no blood in giving. I did this, there's no blood in works. Without blood, there is no redemption. Now, the promise was future. God had promised the future. You're going to have to trust me that I'm going to do what I said to do. We look back at the cross and we have to trust God in the same way. Abel was not there when Jesus was crucified. He had to believe God's promise that he would fulfill what he promised. We, on this end, we've not been to the cross. But we look back and our faith and trust is in what? The promise of God's word that he did bring that deliverer, and that deliverer was Jesus Christ. There's really no real difference in there. The promise was of that Redeemer that was going to come. Now, he accepted Abel's sacrifice, but he rejected Cain's offering. In Genesis 4 and verse number 3, if you're still there, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstling of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Cain believed in God. How many times you're witness to somebody and says, "Well, I believe in God." Well, that's good. So did Cain. Cain worshiped. "Well, I go to church. I'm glad they do." Cain worshiped also. Cain brought an offering. "Hey, I'm giving. I'm honoring the Lord." He prayed, no doubt. He came to God, and he brought to God what he himself thought was good, what he thought was acceptable. And this is what you see in religion all throughout the world and in America. People are offering to God what they think is acceptable to God. Sodomites have churches. I can take you to Sodomite churches. Who are they worshiping? God. I've got a relative that is a Sodomite. And says he believes in God, says he's saved. Now wait a minute. They can go through all of those motions just like Cain, but they're not doing what God said. And God says, repent. Turn away from your sin. Not live in your sin. Not continue in your sin. Acknowledge your sin. Acknowledge your sinful condition. You're lost. The worshiping God in a way that we think is acceptable will never be accepted by God. Only the way God has demanded that we worship him. You cannot come to God without that sacrifice. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one. He was the promised one. He's the one where our faith is in that promise of Almighty God, the Redeemer that he promised. Not in what we do, not in because we say we believe God. Cain believed God. He talked with him. God rejected Cain and his offering because Cain thought he could come to God in his own way, on his own terms, and he thought that should be acceptable. You go to a lot of churches and it looks like, I mean, they go look like they're going to a football game. Why? No honor for God, no respect for God. They think it's acceptable. See, we go with culture and we allow culture to dictate what we do. God said that's not acceptable. We must worship God in the way that God says. God rejected Cain and his offering, his terms, his own way. It will not work. Cain did not approach God with the blood of the lamb as God had instructed them. What are you trusting in? What are you trusting in? Well, I was in the hospital and God healed me. I'm glad he did. But that won't get you to heaven. We have to go back and look at our own salvation. Did I get saved? How did I get saved? Why did I get saved? What am I trusting in to keep me saved? Because he did not believe what God said, and that is only through the blood, it said, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Cain relied on his own reasoning when he brought the sacrifice. Abel brought his by God's reasoning of faith and what is right. Cain brought his own works. God will always reject those who try to come to him in their own way because we're sinners. Everything that originates with us is unacceptable to God because it's our idea. God's had, this is what I say, and that's the only thing that I will accept. We can only be accepted by God if we believe his word and come to him by faith. This contrast between faith and works this is not a modern thing. This was an Old Testament from the very beginning. The difference, the separation between faith and works. And from the very first two children, you have the faith and works dilemma. You have that problem. Man saying, this is acceptable to God, and it's not. And God says, I reject it. It was in the New Testament. That's why Paul wrote Galatians and everything and many other passages. He said, by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. The same problem that was there at the beginning with Cain and Abel is the same problem that Paul was having with the religious crowd, and it's the same problem we have today. God has not changed. Man has not changed. It's the same dilemma. It's the same problem. Only God can provide the way for people to be accepted by him. This is why many religions object and stumble at eternal security. Because they think that this is acceptable or that is acceptable and not faith, they have to have a part in salvation. If I do something wrong, then I've lost my salvation, then your salvation didn't depend on Jesus Christ, it depended on you. And it's the difference of works and faith. There's no difference. The same problem that was back there with Cain and Abel. This is why people stumble. They say they believe all of this. All they believe the whole Bible and everything. But when you come to eternal security, I can't get a hold of that. Why? Because they think it's not what you think. What God says. That's what makes the difference. And that's why a lot of people are going to hell because they have religious folks in their relatives and neighbors. Well, they may be Mormon, but they're good people. Good people don't go to heaven. Because there's none good, no, not one. But people that put their faith and trust in God's promise of that Redeemer, Jesus Christ, they are saved and they will get to heaven. Sinners. Sinners. It's very simple, but it gets very complicated. So what happened when Adam and Eve made covering of leaves for themselves? They thought that was going to cover them. God rejected what they'd made and provided clothing of animal skins for them. So why did God reject the covering of the leaves? Because he wanted them to know that they could not make themselves acceptable to him. Nothing that man can do will make him acceptable to God. Nothing. The only thing that will make us acceptable unto God is to come to him by faith and say, I am a sinner. I deserve to die and go to hell, but I am accepting what you did for me on that cross at Calvary. I am placing my faith in that that promise of the Redeemer, just like Abel did. There's nothing else. Nothing else. They were both born sinners, Cain and Abel, both separated from God. He would not accept them unless they trusted in him and came to him in the way that he had shown them. God would only accept them if they brought the lamb and killed them, allowing their blood to be flow out there. It's important that we understand clearly why God accepted Abel, but not Cain. And scriptures, they emphasize that it was impossible to please God. We saw that in Hebrews 11:6. Abel was a man of faith. We know that because of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God more excellent sacrifice than Cain. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 12 gives us real insight here, and I'm going to have to hurry. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. So why did Cain offer a different offering? Why did Cain kill and hate his brother? Cain was lost and was of that wicked one, of Satan. He was consumed with hatred, not love, murder, not peace, pride, not humility, self, not love, and death, not life. He chose his thinking, man's way, self-righteousness, religion, without repentance, and rejected God's way. The turkey down there in Texas, what's his name? Can't remember. Big, mega church. He said, I will not preach against sin. That's Cain. He didn't want anybody talking about sin. He chose his thinking above repentance, and he rejected God's way. Cain's problem was not because he became angry one day. It wasn't an all of a sudden thing. This was a progressive thing. The murder of Abel was the fruit of a wicked heart already in rebellion against God. That's why he offers a different sacrifice. His heart was already in rebellion against God. And now he comes and he hates Abel because Abel's righteous life is exposing Cain's wickedness. Why don't the lost world hate us? Because they can't see the difference. We don't make anybody uncomfortable. Hello? Why aren't they mad at us? Because we're not exposing their righteousness. Why? Because there's no difference. There's no difference. Go into Walmart. Everybody looks the same. I'm serious of a heart attack. This is a whole story, but I won't even tell you. My wife and I picked out my pastor that I had never seen a picture of, never known, in New York City Airport. We got on the same plane, went to Kansas City. She talked me in, or forced me, to go and ask him if he was a pastor. He said, "My name's Dr. Carl Herbster." "Yes, I'm a pastor." My jaw hit the floor. I said, "You're my pastor." He'd been voted in a few months before, and we'd never seen any. All we knew is his name. I said, "I'm one of your missionaries, Brian Stenson." He said, his jaw hit the floor. He said, "You know, my wife was poking me and saying in New York Airport, saying, 'Hey, look at that. Doesn't that look like a missionary family?'" Why can't people pick us out in this world? Because we have become so much like the world, they can't tell the difference. We're laying the foundation for a Christian world view. And we have adopted many times the world's view. Cain hated Abel because his righteous life exposed his own wickedness. What works did Cain do? False worship, pride, arguing with God, murder. Abel believed God and came to God his way, God's way. So God accepted him. Simple as that. Cain came and trusted in his own way, and God rejected him. Salvation is not based on parents' faith. His parents had received the sacrifice. They'd received the offering, the skins, all of that, and trusted in the promise of God. Just being born in a family that believes will not make you acceptable to God. I always go back and use this as an illustration to say, because most everybody says, "Well, my parents were Christian. I'm glad they were." But that don't make you a Christian. Look at Cain and Abel. They had Christian parents, and Cain went to hell. He rejected God. Adam and Eve believed God as individual, personal, and put their faith and trust in the promises of God to send that Redeemer. And God accepted his sacrifice. Take these things that we're learning and apply them in our witness. As we're talking to people, just bring up, "Have you ever thought about Cain and Abel?" Now, you know the story of Cain and Abel. You might have to go back and rehearse a little bit. But this is what the preacher was saying. Look at this. And just walk them through it. And you may be able to lead your relative, your friend, your co-worker to Christ before it's totally too late. Father, help us as we develop a Christian worldview based on your word, not on how we think or what anybody else thinks, but on your word. Lord, bless us. Be with the pastor. God, help him. Brother Dan, thank you for allowing him to come and be with us today. A missionary from Uganda, Lord, bless him. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Just get around.